Blog Talk Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate you listening to this quote-unquote radio show, right? Even though it's not a radio show, it's just some stupid crap I put together, hoping to debate some people to think Trump is a racist. All right, now usually I've done these in the past. I used to do them every day. I'm going to try to keep doing them every day. Okay, and I'm not sure how possible that is with my family and work and everything like that, okay? But I'm going to try, okay? Now, usually I got some stupid music playing in the beginning or something like that, you know. But today, you know, I just didn't do it, okay? Because I want to get straight to the point. And what I want to do is I want to, you know, I want to address people who say that Donald Trump is a racist. First off, every time you ask people, you say, look, I've offered this 100 times. I'll give you $100 for every racist statement that you can give me that Donald Trump has said. Not one person, and I've been doing this for months, not one person has ever came with a racist statement from Donald Trump's mouth. Not one. And I'm telling you, if you're listening to this show, I will pay you the $100 for every statement that you give me. But see, here's the catch. I know you cannot give it to me because there is no racist statement from Trump. Now, is there straightforward statements from Trump? Like about that judge when he said that the judge was Mexican and so that he would sympathize with Mexican immigrants? Yes, that's a straightforward statement, but it's not racist, folks. It's the truth. If you have a judge who is Mexican, white, black, doesn't matter, they're going to sympathize with their race. Think about it. You're white. You sympathize with white people. Let's just be honest. Let's just be real. We don't have to live in this fake plastic world that liberals try to, you know, construct around everybody, where everything has to be perfect, where you can't offend nobody, where you have to love everybody, and, oh, you have to accept what everybody's doing. It's baloney. You do not have to do that. This is America. You have a right to think how you want to think. What he said about that judge was absolutely true. That judge is known for showing sympathy towards illegal immigrants. Now, something else I want to point out that, you know, people always say is racist that Trump says is that he says he wants to deport all Mexicans. Okay, he never said that for one, that's a lie. Okay? So we don't have to even entertain that one because he never said let's deport all Mexicans. He said we need to deport illegal immigrants. Okay? And I agree. We should deport illegal immigrants. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean Mexicans, okay, because they're not even the majority of illegals here, all right? The majority of illegal immigrants here are Chinese women. So somebody hasn't done their research. So as soon as you say, oh, he's talking about Mexicans because he's talking about illegal immigrants, guess what? He's not even talking about illegal immigrants. He's not even talking about Mexicans in general. So if you're going to apply that to who you think is the majority of illegals, you might want to do some research and understand that Chinese women are the highest number of illegal immigrants in this country. So thank you for being stupid.
The next one that we have to address is the one, I want to debunk them all. Because, see, folks, the reason this is so important is because we have to get all the stuff in the White House. Okay? We cannot afford to let Hillary Clinton get into this White House, folks. Listen, I am not a Republican. I am not a Democrat. I have never, ever, ever voted for a politician. Ever.
ever since I was able to vote, since the day I became 18 years old and I was able to vote, I voted Jesus Christ every time. No exceptions. But this time, I'm voting Donald Trump. Not because I love Trump, not because he's a great person and he's moral and all that, right? It's because Hillary Clinton is a criminal, I can't allow her to get to the White House. I cannot waste my vote on Jesus Christ this go around. Okay? He knows he's got my vote. So I'm going to make my vote count this year to Donald Trump. Not because I think he's the best person to run the country, because I absolutely believe he's not. I believe he's not the best person to run this country. All right? If you wanted me to vote for the person I thought that was running for, you know, president this go around, it would be Rand Paul. That's where my vote would go. All right? But like I said, no matter what, I don't care who it was, on the other side of Hillary Clinton, I'm voting for that other person, period. Because I'm telling you, she is the nastiest person in politics, probably in history. This woman left our troops to die, folks, to die. She knew it was a terrorist attack. She knew that. It wasn't a secret. She even told her daughter. But she still got on TV and told the world and told the families of the victims that it was over an internet video and it was a protest. Folks, that is evil. And not only did she say that, she said that with the men that died in Benghazi right behind her in coffins with flags draped over their coffins. What type of sick, twisted, demented person does that? Huh? Nobody would do that. Nobody who isn't possessed by a demon would do that. I mean, it's like I said, it's incredible that liberals are going to vote for this crazy person. And listen, if you're listening to this, you can call in, okay? You can call in. It's completely free. And you can say whatever you want to say. You can debate me. You can do whatever you feel like is necessary. All right? So don't be shy. Like I said, I know this is brand new. I used to get a bunch of callers, but I ain't done it in 6-7 months. So I probably won't get any. But the thing is that Trump is not a racist. Okay? He's a straightforward man. And has Trump been involved in some, questionable stuff? Yeah, he has. He's been involved in mafia-type stuff and, eminent domain and stuff like that. But he is nothing compared to Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton, there's just no way, folks. There's just no way. We cannot let it happen. Y'all thought Barack Obama was bad. Y'all thought Barry Sotero was bad. No, you ain't seen nothing yet. If Hillary Clinton becomes president, you can kiss this country goodbye. You kiss it goodbye, folks. We're going to have to go to war. I'm not playing, and I'm not saying that, trying to incite stuff. I'm being for real. This country is going to go down the drain. You're going to see the most, it's going to be so race-based in this country that we're literally going to have to go to war. I mean, it's not going to lose the United States. And like I said, we have to use our brain. Is Donald Trump the best candidate for us? No, probably not. But is Hillary Clinton the worst possible choice ever? Yeah, she is, and we know that for a fact. So we cannot let her get in. So all these people out here that talk about never Trump, I'll never vote Trump because he's a Democrat and all this. You know what? You need to grow up. You need to grow up and break out of that left-right paradigm. There's no such thing as a Republican and Democrat, okay? That's there to fool you. That's there to keep you trapped in this stupid little paradigm so you never break out for, you never break away from the real power structure, folks. All right? You need to understand that today. Listen, with Trump, Trump ran for president, it proved without a doubt that there is no difference between the GOP and the Democratic Party. There's no difference. He proved that without a doubt, folks. Without a doubt. There's no question. You know, everybody says, vote Ted Cruz, vote Ted Cruz. Why? Why? The GOP is already talking about stealing delegates to give to Donald Trump. I mean, to give to Ted Cruz. I mean, it's obvious the elite want him in. They want anybody in but Donald Trump. And let me tell you something. They're willing to go to the point to steal delegates from him. Guys, you better think about that. Ted Cruz is not this non-establishment candidate, folks. He's not the worst person ever, but he's not a non-establishment candidate. He is establishment 100%. It's proven. Look at the actions of the GOP, folks. Look at them. Look how they're acting. They obviously are scared of Donald Trump. You know why? You want to know why they're scared of Donald Trump? It's because Donald Trump's not in their pocket. Now, it's not that Donald Trump's going to destroy their plans or whatnot, right? It could be. But see, that's the problem. He could. He could because he's not in pocket. He's out of pocket. He doesn't hold loyalty to anybody but himself. He's got his own money. He can buy politicians.
See, that's where they're really scared.
They're scared because he's not part of the establishment, folks. Now, I'm not saying all this to get you to go vote for Trump. I'm saying all this to keep Hillary out of the White House. I had a guy ask me the other day for the local news in my city. I'm not going to tell you where I'm at because I get all these death threats. But there was a guy who asked me. He walked up to me. He was out here in the streets, and I made it a point to go over there to him so he can ask me. He said, why are you voting for Donald Trump? I said, because Hillary Clinton. He said, that's it? I said, that's absolutely it. In my mind, that's the only reason I need.
Because Hillary Clinton's dead.
She's not stable, for one. She's a complete liar, for two. She funded ISIS, for three. She left our troops to die, for four. Watergate, Chinagate. Selling nuclear technology to North Korea, giving all the weapons to ISIS and then killing Ambassador Stevens to cover it up. I mean, if you ever doubt that we was funding ISIS, all you got to do is just get on YouTube and type in Rand Paul destroys Hillary Clinton over Turkey. Watch that video where he asked her, he says, oh, have we been engaged in any weapons transfers to Turkey through Libya? Now, Turkey is where ISIS is based out of. We know for a fact they're funding ISIS. Now, when he asked her that, when he asked that question, she said, "Oh well, Turkey, I'm going to have to get back with you with that." You know why? Because if she would have said yeah, she would have said yeah. It would prove without a doubt that we're funding ISIS through Turkey via Libya. And then it would have verified everything that conservatives like me have been saying. Now, if she would have said no, he would have busted her off and said, well, here's the documentation to prove it, because I actually have that documentation, and it's up on my Twitter page for you to look at. Well, then you, if they were sending venture transfers via boat and everything else to Iran, Libya, everywhere. So she couldn't answer the question either way because it was going to burn her. She knew it. So she chose to opt out of her aid letter and say she had no choice. I mean, there it is, folks. It's right in your face. It's right in your face. And let me give you another reason why I'm not going to go for it. For another reason, she's a racist. Yeah, I don't want to call Donald Trump a racist. But show me where he said a racist statement. Not where he mentioned race. Mentioning race is not racism, folks. Grow up. Grow up.
move on sometimes. You can't say things about everything. It makes you sick. It's just. His mentor is Robert Baird. He even admitted,
KKK Grand Dragon. He admitted that. That's it. He doesn't have it. And that's your self-admitted mentor and friend. Let me tell you something, folks. If I'm not racist, there's no Ku Klux Klan member going to mentor me. There's no Ku Klux Klan member that's going to be my friend. You kiss my ass.
I'm not racist. I don't even know what to do with you, Chris.
There's only one way you associate with the Ku Klux Klan.
What if you're racist? What? Wake up. All you black folks out there, you better wake up. Quit listening to the mainstream media. Quit listening to Fox and CNN and all these lying criminals.
Do some freaking research on your own for some time. For once in your life.
What is the problem with Donald Trump? What? What's the problem with him?
He's going to cut your taxes. He's talking about cutting taxes, income taxes,
to 0% for anybody, single, no matter what. If you're single with kids, it doesn't matter. For 0%, folks.
0%.
Do you know how many people they're going to bring out of poverty? Do you know that that's going to help black people?
Hillary Clinton wants to raise your taxes. This is a fact. You can go back and say it. She wants to raise your taxes and put you on welfare so you'll be back on the government plantation.
Trump isn't going to do that to you. He wants to give you the opportunity to keep your money. And you should keep your money when you work for it. Especially if you're making under $25,000 a year. That's nothing. But if you want to see the economy go, cut taxes.
And Hillary Clinton admits she wants to ship your jobs overseas. I mean, why would you vote for somebody who
admittedly wants to raise your taxes and ship your jobs overseas? Well, that's enough for me to say no right there. That's enough for me to go, no way.
Because let me tell you something. I'm not a rich man, all right? But I'm not poor either. But I don't want my taxes raised, folks. You don't raise the taxes on the rich to bring poverty to bring prosperity to the poor. That's how you bring poverty to the poor. You can't force a man to pay somebody $15 an hour.
Can't do it. They're going to fire you. They're going to push you out in the street.
You think the economy's doing bad now? They can never raise the minimum wage up to $15 an hour.
Small businesses are going to go under everywhere, mine included. I can't pay these people $15 an hour. I can't pay them $15 an hour.
Now, if you cut my taxes down to 10%, like Donald Trump says he's going to do, trust me, I don't teach small business. I know this. Listen to me.
If you cut my taxes, I'll be able to give you a raise, a $2-3 raise. But if you raise my taxes, I'm going to get the out the door. You understand that? What do you want to be working for the rest of your life? In a $55? It's ridiculous. Open your eyes, folks. Open your stupid eyes.
Like I said, you want to come up here and tell me about the economy and all this? You don't need to participate in it.
You don't need to have the basic rules of economics. I'm tired of hearing you talk, and you don't even have a damn clue about what you're saying.
Have you ever ran a business before? Do you know what capital is? Do you know what overhead is?
Do you know what that is? No, you don't. So don't tell me about how you know it, but Hillary Clinton's going to raise my taxes and tax the rich to give you that money. It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen, folks. She's a crook. You get it? She's a criminal. She wants to raise your money so she can peach off the top of it and bail a little birdie out.
You're not going to bail anyone out. You're not going to use it. Quit being so naive. Quit being so stupid. Quit being so retarded. Wake up. God, I know I shouldn't be screaming and hollering like this,
can tell you now, it's not raising taxes. Are you going to tell me? Are you going to tell me that raising my taxes is going to allow me to give more people jobs? Huh? Tell me. Come see the data on those spreadsheets. Come show me the numbers. Because I can show you now that if they raise my taxes and push the minimum wage up to $15 an hour, I'm going to have to shut down. Oh, but she cares about the poor people, though. She cares about the working people. She doesn't give a shit about you. She doesn't give a damn about you. She doesn't care. And I'm not saying that Donald Trump even cares about you, but at least his plan is sensible. Like that Ted Cruz. At least he had a common sense tax plan. 10% across the board, my God, that would be a blessing. But if I reach my taxes clear open, 39.6% to 10%. Jesus Christ, I'd be making 10. I'd be living late, paid in the shade. And so are my employees. I can hire more people, give people jobs, give them raises, promote them up, run a business. But right now I'm stuck in limbo because all of my taxes are so high. And then they want to tax me for carbon. Out of everything in the world, they want to tax me for carbon. Carbon, folks, we're carbon-based life forms. Don't you get it? You get it? You're going to tax the essentials to us. And you're going to say, oh, yes, tax me. Tax me because of carbon. Carbon. Carbon is not causing global warming. The sun is causing it to be hot. The sun, folks, you know it's hot because of the sun. And when it becomes winter, guess what? There's no winter. The sun does not cool down. You said you people are retarded. You're retarded. And I hate to say that, but you are. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Everything, listen, you want a green earth. Oh, I want a green earth. Oh, will you? So you want to remove all the carbon from the planet? That's going to make everything brown, you crazy folks. It's not going to make anything green. It's going to kill all the plants and kill you, too. It's going to kill all of our soil because we're all carbon-based. But, yeah, we might as well just tax the air, too. Tax the air, tax the trees, tax the plants. That's everything. Listen, it's a plan to take everything you've got. It's called Agenda 21. You better start looking it up. Crazy people. Y'all are crazy. Out of y'all's mind. And I just can't believe how gullible you are. My God. I didn't mean to go on the rant, folks, but every time I think about these folks, it makes me just want to just punch me in the head. But I can't. Because I love them too much. And that's why I want to reach them. I'm saying, thank my ass every day. Working, getting money, taking care of my family, and learning people. Because I love them. I don't hate you because you're gay. I don't hate you because you're black. I don't hate you because of that. I hate you because you're stupid. And then, by the way, to hate you, I try to educate you. But no, you can't listen to that. Don't listen to common sense. If it's time to me, you ain't got to listen to it. I don't care. It's going to learn the lesson the hard way. And there's good people out here every day, that's warning you. We're saying, hey, you better not. Well, I'm just going to do it anyway. And then when you do it and you get burnt by it, you turn around and blame it on us. And we're like, no, he was warning you, dude. We was trying to tell you. And it's going to be the same thing. What are y'all going to do? What are y'all going to do when y'all vote Hillary in and the economy sucks? Are you going to blame it on Bush? You going to blame it on Bush? Huh? Is that what you're going to do? You think so? People are morons. And God bless you, little stupid soul, because you're going to need it. You're going to need it, folks. You're in deep dookie if we get Hillary Clinton. And it's not funny. It's not funny. This is serious business. Serious. It's about sick and tired of you idiots. But it's okay, though. It's okay. Because we're going to get Donald Trump into office. And we're going to show you what it's like to have a real economy. Okay? We're going to show you what it's like. We're going to show you what it's like to have low taxes. We're going to show you. Because you ain't seen that yet. You ain't seen it. Y'all young people out here running around with your little $100 Jordans on and $200 Gucci shades on, talking about how bad you got it and all that. Y'all ain't seen junk yet. Your mom and daddy is giving you everything you need. Wait till you get out here in the real world and you start working to get your money. You'll see why we don't want you to vote for Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton then. You'll figure it out real fast when you got to pay rent, when you got to pay a mortgage, when you got to pay for child care, and you got to pay for food, water, lights. And you just want to constantly keep taxing us, tax, 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 and then wonder why everything is screwed up. You'll see. Come live in the real world for a minute. Go fight over in Afghanistan. Go fight over in Iraq and all the places. You'll realize what the price is to pay for this freedom that we have. You'll see. You'll find out about real life real quick. Do you know why black voters, black Trump voters, are voting for like all of the black Trump people that I see? Military vets and people who are own businesses and stuff, because they know what it's like to live in the real world. They know what it's like to live in the real world. They know you're getting free college and everything else. It's the nonsense. Of course, college tuition is way too high. But should it be free? No, because you're going to have to pay for it. You're going to have to pay for it whether you like it or not, because your taxes are going to get raised. They're going to put food out of your mouth, out of your sister's mouth, out of your brother's mouth, out of my mouth, out of my kid's mouth, to pay for you to go to a college for free. To give you free food. It ain't free, folks. That's all I wanted to say. Well, if you like this, subscribe to it, share it, do something. God bless.